Formerly the White House principal deputy press chief, has now taken a new job at Fox Corporation as senior vice president. Shah joins former Trump aide Hope Hicks in the executive suite of this corporation, which formed earlier this year after Disney's acquisition of 21st Century Fox.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
At least 19 people have died since early June after drinking alcohol tainted with methanol in Costa Rica, prompting a national alert and widening the focus of a problem of bootleg alcohol in Latin America. The Costa Rican Health Ministry says at least 14 men and 5 women, ranging from 32 to 72 years of age, have died drinking liquor. Dr. Debbie Niampia Par-Ampil is an associate professor at the New York University School of Medicine. She tells Fox News some of the dangers of methanol.
The problem with methanol is that it's so much more dangerous than alcohol. It can make you blind, it can damage your kidneys, and you might not even realize this at first, and then you can die. Even 30 milliliters, which is two-thirds of a shot glass, that's enough to cause permanent blindness.
A new law passed in Oregon has many schools across the nation taking note. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
A new law in Oregon allows students to take mental health days now just as they would sick days. The teams behind the bill say it's meant to respond to a mental health crisis throughout all schools. Governor Kate Brown signed the measure into law. The Oregon Health Authority reports suicide as the second leading cause of death among those in the state ages 10 to 34. Nearly 17% of eighth graders say they've considered taking their own life within the last 12 months.
And finally, in entertainment news, Avengers Endgame is now the all-time leader at the box office worldwide. The movie grossed $2.8 billion, overtaking Avatar this weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
I'm Georgine Trinkle, and I'm your host today. We have some things going on in the studio, so I see one thing is fixed and another thing is broken. So we're always such a mess here. Today's July 22nd, and it is hot out. So I think we're in good company for hot in Hunterdon because we have hot weather over here. And all week last week, everyone said, oh, just make it till Monday. The heat wave is going to break. And today seems just as bad as the other days last week. But I actually like the hot weather, so I'm pretty happy about the heat and humidity. I know we're going to have some weather in just a moment, and some of that weather does include some extreme temperatures and some extreme water. We have some flash flood advisories going on, and I think parts of Hunterdon are still out of power from some of the storms that went through yesterday. So I get an update for that for everyone. Right now we're going to do the commercials, and then we'll be back with the weather.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot in Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot in Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
All right, so there are some serious weather conditions, so I am going to have to read this because there's three different weather condition hazardous alerts here. So first things first here, we have a cold front that's going to bring cooling and heavy rain into the east. We look at some building heat and monsoon temperatures in the west. So for where we are, summer set right now, it's mostly cloudy and 89. We do have a hazardous weather outlook, and this was issued by Mount Holly, and it's a flash flood watch, which is in effect all the way until tomorrow morning, which is Tuesday morning, the 23rd, and that will continue with some very severe thunderstorms. So we're looking at that for northwest New Jersey, and that may be a severe thunderstorm watch along with a flash flood watch. And there's no hail. Last night, the alerts all included hail. So nothing like that going on, but we could have some severe weather, damaging winds, and torrential. We always like that in a forecast, don't we? Not just rain, not just a downpour, but torrential downpours. So that is the biggest threat. And so that is today, the 22nd into the 23rd. So I am not a weather spotter, but if we were, they certainly want that information. In addition to that, we have a flash flood watch, which is until 8 a.m. tomorrow, July 23rd. And this was issued again by Mount Holly, and it does include Flemington along with some other Hunterdon County towns. And it is through Tuesday morning, and this is heavy rain. Again, it's this afternoon into Tuesday morning. We're looking at maybe 3 to 4 inches and possible flash flooding. And the risk of flash flooding, obviously, it's very, very significant and serious. So, unfortunately, this time of year, there are drowning deaths from the flash flooding, electrocution, those kind of things. So, really, it's never too early to look at some of the safety tips that we see this time of year and try to check them out. So, Hunterdon County is one of the counties that are included for the severe thunderstorm watch on top of the other alerts. I'm sorry, but the National Weather Service has been very busy. So to make sure that I get all this information for you, it is a hazardous weather outlook, and it's going to be right through Tuesday morning. So hopefully we'll get this out of the way, and I could tell you about some beach days. So this is what we have, and I've actually never seen this. So there's multiple hazards in effect on my weather page here. I have bright yellow, severe thunderstorm, flash flood watch, and multiple hazards. So I'm going to have to take a picture of that because there's a 90% chance of severe thunderstorms this afternoon and tonight. It actually looks okay out there tonight. I ran this morning and then just quickly this afternoon just to get another extra mile in, and it wasn't terrible, so maybe there is something to be said that the temperature's improving. Tomorrow, though, we're looking at some showers again, but the high is only 76. I don't like that. I like the 88 temperatures. Wednesday is actually a beautiful day, mostly sunny, a high of 82, and I'm thinking the rest of the week is the beach. Sunny and 83. The weekend looks pretty good. Friday is sunny with a high near 86. I'm wondering if I can sneak a little trip to the shore in. Saturday, sunny, a high near 86. Sunday, a high near 88. I think I better start making my shore plans. And my another weather alert just came on. So we got to get all squared away with these weather things today. And we'll be back after this commercial.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
All right, so what we have going on today is a little bit of a recap of a few things. There's some information that came out in yesterday's paper about some of the drug issues that we've been dealing with in terms of manufacturing and availability on the street and changes with physicians, how this addiction crisis has gotten so out of control and what's being done now. So I want to share some of those articles. And also, because our addiction recovery support, we've been doing a multi-week session once a month, really, for the last two months, and we're going to do something in August, and I hope again in September could keep talking about this and trying to come up with some awareness and some perhaps additional resources and viewpoints on this and what is happening and how we got to this crisis. So we're going to do that. And there's also a special anniversary for the Hunterdon County Library. So I want to share some of that information. And I know we didn't do our quote yet today either. On a different note, but maybe a more personal note, so over the weekend, someone from my neighborhood, one of the kids maybe a few years older than I was, definitely older, so, you know, maybe it wasn't in your friend network, but certainly on your street, and we grew up in a street where there were almost all of the families had children, or the people that didn't have children were really very nice, and we kind of called everyone aunt and uncle. And one of the, I will say a boy, because, you know, when you think back to your childhood, everyone, you remember everyone as a boy, and it's funny to see people, you know, decades later, you still have that connection when you knew them when they were younger. But anyway, unfortunately, he passed away over the weekend, and it reminded me how important those childhood connections were, and some of the things that happened to us in our childhood, how we transfer them as an adult, and how that impacts our views and the way that we react to other things. Sometimes it's based on a childhood memory, but it made me remember how important those childhood connections were and how tenacious they are as well. And I think that of all the things in life, I think that the childhood friends and your first love, those things seem to, in my life, have the most impact. They seem to be what you had the strongest feelings for. And, you know, I know it's because we didn't have other memories to dilute those feelings and the strength of those relationships at that time, you know, compared to, you know, as you get older, you grow, your network grows, your interests grow, your geography grows to where you're living or visiting. And, of course, in the world of social media, all of that has changed our relationships and our friendships. So I think back to that, and I remember childhood friends, and, you know, probably most fondly out of all things in life for me are those childhood friends and, you know, probably even that first love, because nothing, you know, nothing was, you know, messing, you know, it wasn't so messy, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. So in a way, it was so much more pure. And I think with that purity is when we have those real emotions, you're not putting a lens on that. You're not cynical at that time, although maybe you are, but I wasn't. And I think that, you know, it was great to have that type of childhood neighborhood, childhood friends, people who you don't have a connection with anymore, but you still wish them well and want the best for them and remember them fondly. So I think those things are what helps us to fall back when relationships go wrong later on, or when we are harmed or hurt in some way in this life through relationships. It's good to know that we had the ones from childhood with people that, you know you best. And I think that's what it is for me with my childhood friends. They're people, they know me best, better than anyone, you know, in my life today, because we didn't have those barriers and the walls that we put up now. So, you know, I'm sad for my friend's family passed away and that we, you know, didn't remain in contact. But at the same time, it reminds us to be grateful for the time we have and to invest in the relationships that are important to us, because life is very temporary and it's fleeting. And I think for some reason, childhood friends for me, I hope other people feel the same way, that you had those relationships that gave you the foundation to appreciate other people and to be yourself and to confide in people. I hope those were all good things that you had, if not from your childhood. at least later on in life. And so our quote today is this: there's something about childhood friends that you just can't replace. So I think that's really true. We're going to do some commercials, and then we'll be back in the studio.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County. Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Make you want to kill her. She's an ugly girl. You want to kick in her face. She's an ugly girl. She doesn't pose a threat. She's an ugly girl. Does that make you feel safe? Ugly girl, ugly girl, do you hate her? 'Cause she's pieces of you. She's a pretty girl. Does she make you think nasty? Girl, do you call her a bitch?
All right, so about the Hunterdon County Library, I just saw on Facebook that they're celebrating some anniversaries, so I definitely wanted to talk about that today because we know the library has its own weekly hour show, which is great, and there's always different things that we can do at the library. I know they have, even for the opportunity to use some of their copying machines. They have scanners, all those kinds of things. So it's always a fun time to go there. So that is something to look at. You know, we always try on this show to promote what we have in this county. And the library, you know, helps to keep us strong. The North County branch, where I go quite often, has amazing programs that are free. They have music, a soundproof room there. They have meeting rooms that you can so easily rent for free if you're a nonprofit or a local Hunterdon County-based organization. So it's really, really fun. So the North County branch had an anniversary celebrating 40 years, and they were 20 years at their current location and 20 years at a location on Halsted Road in Annandale. So that's pretty good. They have on July 30th, meet the author, Ellen LaCorte, and that is at 7 o'clock. And on some other festivals they have going on, all for the anniversary. So they even had a gift card. Someone won a gift card to Clinton House in, I guess, celebration of the North County branch's anniversary. So 40 years having a branch in that area, I think, is great, and want to make sure that we do everything we can to promote that. So in addition to that, we want to make sure we get that posted on our page. There's some other great things going on in and around Hunterdon, which we'll cover before we get into some of the articles that we want to talk about in terms of the crisis in addiction that we have going on here in New Jersey. So we have some things to talk about here. There is Cruise Night and an Ice Cream Social on Friday, July 26th. That's happening at the Stockton Fire Station. And then it makes me sad, but some of the events for September and October are starting to come up. But before we get there, at least we have some things going on in July. So the library even just put out the 10 top books nominated by librarians. So if you're looking for something to read, either electronically or to actually go to the library, which is always air-conditioned and a nice little getaway, I would definitely invite you to take a look at this posting. I think we have this on our Facebook page, too. There's some great authors, some fun books, some serious books, and some things to really, this summer, just try to relax a little bit. I know I'm always trying to get to the shore, and I haven't been too successful, so hopefully you'll do better than I will. We're going to do the news, and then we'll be back.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The war in Afghanistan has been going on for 18 years, but President Trump tells reporters on Monday you could win it pretty easily.
I have plans on Afghanistan that if I wanted to win that war, Afghanistan would be wiped off the face of the earth. It would be gone. It would be over in literally in 10 days.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is attending the annual VFW convention in Orlando, Florida. Secretary of State Pompeo announced that the U.S. will be imposing sanctions on a Chinese oil trader company for accepting Iranian oil.
We've said all along that any sanction will indeed be enforced. We can't tolerate more money going to the Ayatollah, putting American soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines, and putting their life at risk.
The sanctions are imposed as tensions remain high between the United States and Iran. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I used to wonder when I saw people going into nice hotels, really nice hotels, taking a pillow with them. That was before I got a MyPillow, because I know it doesn't matter where I'm going, whether I'm going to a one-star, three-star, five-star hotel, MyPillow goes with me, whether it's just overnight or whether it's on vacation. And here's the great deal about MyPillow right now. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And it's still the same pillow. Great pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. And call them. 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, click on the two-pack special, and get the best deal you've ever gotten on a good night's sleep when you get a MyPillow.
Equifax will have to pay $700 million to settle the largest data breach ever. Back in 2017, Equifax leaked the private information of almost 150 million people. At a press conference on Monday, chair of the settlement committee, attorney Norman Siegel, says the money will help people out.
There are some things in life that cannot be solved with money. This is not one of them.
Another former White House staffer has landed a job with Fox News. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
It's the latest turn of the revolving door between the Trump administration and the president's favorite TV news network, Fox News. Raj Shah, who was formerly the White House principal deputy press chief, has now taken a new job at Fox Corporation as senior vice president. Shah joins former Trump aide Hope Hicks in the executive suite of this corporation, which formed earlier this year after Disney's acquisition of 21st Century Fox.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
At least 19 people have died since early June after drinking alcohol tainted with methanol in Costa Rica, prompting a national alert and widening the focus of a problem of bootleg alcohol in Latin America. The Costa Rican Health Ministry says at least 14 men and 5 women, ranging from 32 to 72 years of age, have died drinking liquor. Dr. Debbie Niampia Par Ampil is an associate professor at the New York University School of Medicine. She tells Fox News some of the dangers of methanol.
The problem with methanol is that it's so much more dangerous than alcohol. It can make you blind. It can damage your kidneys. And you might not even realize this at first, and then you can die. Even 30 milliliters, which is two-thirds of a shot glass, that's enough to cause permanent blindness.
A new law passed in Oregon has many schools across the nation taking note. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
A new law in Oregon allows students to take mental health days now just as they would sick days. The teens behind the bill say it's meant to respond to a mental health crisis throughout all schools. Governor Kate Brown signed the measure into law. The Oregon Health Authority reports suicide is the second leading cause of death among those in the state ages 10 to 34. Nearly 17% of eighth graders say they've considered taking their own life within the last 12 months.
And finally, in entertainment news, Avengers Endgame is now the all-time leader at the box office worldwide. The movie grossed $2.8 billion, overtaking Avatar this weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
together, I found strength I never knew I had. And this love is like nothing I have ever known. Take my hand. Kept on believing that this day would come. Oh. And this love is like nothing I have ever known. Oh, no, baby. Take my hand, love.
So that was the song more than the first song I played that I really wanted to dedicate to our childhood friends and one on my street from growing up that passed away over the weekend. So it's good to have those people in your life that help to shape your ability to form relationships, and hope you had many good childhood friends and memories. Even we used to have something called Argue Ball on our street, where we would all play in the middle of the side street, and you know, if we disagreed or someone was losing, all the kids would start to argue. So my dad actually named it Argue Ball. Are you guys going to play Argue Ball today? So it always ends up in something, but was always fun and never any harm in it, even if we were doing our thing, what grown-ups would say would be arguing, we're just being kids. And so I hope other people had similar memories that got you through to where you are today. So now we talk about a continuation of some of the things we've been covering this summer as it relates to recovery and recovery support. So we've been lucky to be doing a series with Morris County Prevention is Key. We had Chris Gokey, the executive director, on, and then we followed that up with another guest where we were able to talk about recovery supports with employment. So that was really great. And then I'm happy to say they will be back on the first Monday of August so we can talk about recovery support and resources in the community. And as part of that, I wanted to spend some time when I can in between those monthly broadcasts this summer to provide a little more background and to explore this a little bit more. Because I think there's some key policy issues that need to be addressed before things change. So you've heard my issue with counting the Narcan, that we're really not doing a good job of documenting and counting that information. It is available over the counter. There was a free Narcan giveaway. So again, we're not counting those numbers. And so if we are not doing our due diligence with the data and documenting what the need is in the community, how can we ensure that we have appropriate and adequate resources to address the problem? We're not even in New Jersey adequately understanding what the problem is and the scope of it and how deep it is. So it's frustrating because we have people that are losing their lives daily because of overdosing. And, I think we have to look at the Good Samaritan law. I think we have to look at when Narcan is dispensed to see how we could connect people to resources in a better way. One of the articles recently that I read, the police had gone to a home and had been able to do a Narcan, and they saved an individual, and then they got called back out the same evening, just a little while later, and had to administer another dose of Narcan. So we have to be able to have better resources for people, that we're not just doing a dose of Narcan and then walking away. So one of the things that came up this weekend was an article in the Star Ledger, which I just posted to the Hot and Hunterdon page, that is about methanol being in a, actually, I forget how many people died, so I want to pull it up so we can look at it together here. So tainted alcohol killed 19 people in Costa Rica. And the reason for this, that 19 people have died from consuming alcohol, is the alcohol has been tainted with toxic levels of methanol. So here people refer to it on the street as meth. I'm not sure. There are certain times when meth seems to be an issue, and other times we hear about other drugs a little bit more. 14 men and 5 women, ranging from 32 to 72, have died in several cities across the country just since June. This is the beginning of June. So as you know, we're not even done with July, and 19 people have died. So the Ministry of Health from Costa Rica has advised against consuming alcohol from a number of different brands because samples have tested positive for methanol adulteration. So adulterated liquor contains methanol, which can make people feel inebriated, and adding methanol to distilled spirits enables sellers to increase the amount of liquid and its potential potency. So methanol poisoning can cause confusion, dizziness, drowsiness, headaches, inability to coordinate muscle movement, and even small amounts can be toxic. So this is really significant. I don't know if this has anything to do with some of the other deaths that we've been seeing, people on vacation, but said this year at least 154 people have died and more than 200 others were hospitalized after drinking tainted alcohol in India. And that was unregulated moonshine known as country-made liquor. So obviously this is a huge health concern. But then I wondered, are people familiar at all with what methanol is? And one of the issues with the understanding of the current drugs is also how they're categorized. What is a substance use and what is not? Different drugs are manufactured different ways and are classified different ways. So methanol itself is a liquid chemical. It has a formula and it's colorless. It's volatile, it's flammable, and it's poisonous. And sometimes you hear people have meth labs, and I think there's actually an HBO series, which I'm impressed with myself, because I never know pop culture, but I know that there was Drugs, Inc., I believe, is the name of a HBO series about someone who had a meth lab and made meth. So meth is made from destructive distillation of wood, and is chiefly synthesized from carbon monoxide and hydrogen. So its principal users are in organic synthesis as a fuel, solvent, and antifreeze. It's a polar liquid at room temperature. So it is also a chemical used to produce biodiesel. So methanane has toxic properties. It's frequently used as an additive for ethanol manufactured for industrial purposes. It's frequently called wood alcohol because it was once produced primarily as a byproduct of the destructive distillation of wood. So, you know, these things are very, very dangerous. And right now in the alcohol, it's causing so many deaths in such a short time. So another issue that we have here. So I have to pay the bills here. I know we're wrapping up our hour so quickly, but I'll be back in the studio.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org. When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
All right, and that was Rich. He has such a nice voice. I love to listen to his program and to see his Facebook pages because he gives such great tips on, you know, just small things in your physical environment, your home, your office can make such a big difference, introducing a different color. So it's always nice to get his input on things and to listen to how he would address some of the interior design things. So it's always fun. So back to some of the things going on. And that is different lawsuits, actually, that started last week, some opening arguments about how much liability do the drug companies have for some of the addictions that are happening because of prescription to painkillers. So with that, there's some other follow-up articles and some information about liability, and it's interesting to try to find out what could have been done to prevent so many people having an addiction because they were on a pain medication. And I think that we want to make sure that we in New Jersey are able to take a look at some of these things going on. I know that there was a lawsuit about the generic drug users that turns out to go to the U.S. Supreme Court about one drug company, about product liability with the generic drug manufacturers. So obviously this is not my area of expertise, but I think it raises some questions about what people knew and what they didn't disclose, and how we can find out about this shifting liability that is causing harm and is, you know, such an issue for us here in New Jersey. So I'm going to post that article on our website, or our Facebook page, rather, and we'll get that on there in just a minute, and then I'll be right back.
Ever seen a blind man cross the road? Trying to reach the other side. Ever seen a young girl growing old, trying to make herself a bride? So what becomes of you, my love, when there have stripped you off the handbags and the glad rags that your poor old granddad had to sweat to buy you? Once I was a young man, and all I thought I had to do was smile. You are still a young girl, and you bought everything in style. But once you think you're in, you're out. But that don't mean a single thing without the handbags and the glad rags that your poor old granddad had to sweat to buy. For your sake, buy a bottle for the bride. Four and 20 blackbirds in a cake, and bake them all in a pie. They told me you missed school today. Suggest you just throw them all away. The handbags and the glad rags that your poor old granddad had to sweat to buy.
Right, so except for my little mix-up with my first piece of music here, we do have a couple things to choose from today. So the article is now posted on the Hot and Hotter in Facebook page, and it came from the Washington Post, which is somewhere I can tend to get some information that doesn't seem too biased. So what's happening is this is the opiate overdose death. There are 200,000 opiate overdose deaths for the last two companies. Everyone seems to be blaming everyone else. However, according to recent polls and a lot of research, the effort to hold someone to account for the worst drug crisis in the U.S. history is narrowing down to a few dozen drug companies whose day in court has come or will soon arrive. So one last week were some opening arguments in one case, but more states are adding on here. So the Oklahoma attorney, Bradley Beckworth, who I listened to his opening argument on a last Monday, and part of that is he told a judge this week in the first state drug trial of the opiate era that the state is seeking, this is the state of Oklahoma, $17.5 billion from the healthcare conglomerate Johnson & Johnson to address the cost of addiction. Sort of reminds me a little bit when we had the tobacco settlement. So 5 years after the earliest lawsuits were filed, the trial concluded Monday with a judge expected to decide by the end of August whether the company had a major role in the epidemic. So there are 48 more trials in state courts around the country with start dates beginning early next year. As the litigation proceeds, it says that negotiations are possible across the country. They say that it will be nowhere near the size of the $206 billion agreement in the landmark 1998 settlement with tobacco companies. So what bothers me is we had the tobacco settlements. We had some liability when there is a crisis that becomes a public health crisis. Opioid addiction is a public health crisis. Why does it take so long for this litigation, and why were states so slow to sue? Is there enough evidence that that there is some reason to think that the judges will be in favor of the states that are suing? So I think that we need to take a look at this, and there has been some undisclosed government data that was about the epidemic of the legal opiate use. A handful of companies saturated the country with 76 billion pain pills, 76 billion pain pills between 2006 and 2012, 76 billion pain pills. It's unbelievable to me. Purdue Pharma ranked fourth on the government database of manufacturers of products containing oxycodone and hydrocodone, and we know how addictive those things are. So Oklahoma already has settled out of court with two other defendants, securing $270 million from Purdue, which went towards a treatment and research center, and $85 million from Teva Pharmaceuticals. So we'll have to see what happens. I hope that this isn't a case where the states are getting the money and the services are not going out. We need to be able to fight this addiction and to change things, both policy and practice. So that just about wraps up our show for today. We had originally had a guest scheduled for today from Northland Oz, which is a miniature train endeavor that's over on Route 202 in the Flemington-Ringos area. But they were not able to come today, so we do have them booked now for the 19th. So they'll be with us on that day. And I do have to get the beach in a little bit, so I'm not sure what we have going on next week. We may have a rewind scheduled. And then on the 5th, we have a guest coming from McPick to talk more about this opiate addiction, recovery supports, peer recovery, and resources in the community. So I hope you enjoyed our fragmented show today, jumping all over the place. Pay attention to the weather, flash flooding, torrential downpours, and of course the heat advisory. But it's summer, so I hope you do get to enjoy it. And wherever you are, if you have a beach and air conditioning and even a library, take a moment. Find a moment to enjoy being grateful to be here today. And we'll be back next week.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial Advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is meeting with Pakistan's Prime Minister at the White House on Monday. The two will be discussing numerous topics, including trade, defense, and the war in Afghanistan.
So we're working with Pakistan and others to extricate ourselves, nor do we want to be policemen, because basically we're policemen right now, and we're not supposed to be policemen. We've been there for 19 years in Afghanistan. It's ridiculous. And I think Pakistan helps us with that, because we don't want to stay as policemen.
Earlier on Monday, President Trump and the First Lady paid their respects to the late Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens. Stevens died last week at the age of 99 after suffering a stroke. Stevens' body is lying in repose in the Great Hall of the Supreme Court building. And Senate Democrats are rolling out legislation aimed at protecting illegal alien children and families in custody at the U.S. southern border. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Vermont Senator and 2020 presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is still touting a $15 an hour minimum wage, amid controversy that his own campaign staff receives only $13 an hour. Republican Congressman from Texas Dan Crenshaw tells Fox News this makes perfect economic sense.
The CBO estimates that up to 3.7 million jobs would be lost under this kind of bill. And it's not hard to understand why. When a business is faced with a new minimum wage, well, their entire budget for salaries and payroll doesn't change.
Sanders is now saying he'll limit his campaign staffers' hours so that they'll earn the equivalent of $15 an hour for a living wage. Members of New York City's Firefighters Union are heading to Washington, D.C. ahead of tomorrow's Senate vote on the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund. Uniformed Firefighters Association officials say they're optimistic the bill will go through and be on President Trump's desk by the end of the week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, as President Trump welcomes the Prime Minister of Pakistan to the White House, the President took some questions from reporters and was asked just how much of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's testimony he'll be watching on Wednesday.
No, I'm not going to be watching. Probably. Maybe I'll see a little bit.